Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Monday, the 25th of July 2022 is Edward the Elder. Edward the Elder, circa 874 to 17th of July 924, was king of the Anglo-Saxons from 899 until his death in 924. He was the elder son of Alfred the Great and his wife Ealhswith. When Edward succeeded to the throne, he had to defeat a challenge from his cousin Aethelwulf, who had a strong claim to the throne as the son of Alfred's elder brother and predecessor, Aethelred I. Alfred had succeeded Aethelred as king of Wessex in 871, and almost faced defeat against the Danish Vikings until his decisive victory at the Battle of Edington in 878. After the battle, the Vikings still ruled Northumbria, East Anglia and Eastern Mercia, leaving only Wessex and Western Mercia under Anglo-Saxon control. In the early 880s, Aethelred, Lord of the Mercians, the ruler of Western Mercia, accepted Alfred's lordship and married his daughter Aethelfled, and around 886 Alfred adopted the new title King of the Anglo-Saxons as the ruler of all Anglo-Saxons not subject to Danish rule. Edward inherited the new title when Alfred died in 899. In 910, a Mercian and West Saxon army inflicted a decisive defeat on an invading Northumbrian army, ending the threat from the northern Vikings. In the 910s, Edward conquered Viking-ruled southern England in partnership with his sister Aethelfled, who had succeeded as Lady of the Mercians following the death of her husband in 911. Historians dispute how far Mercia was dominated by Wessex during this period. And after Aethelfled's death in June 918, her daughter Ealhswith briefly became second lady of the Mercians, but in December Edward took her into Wessex and imposed direct rule on Mercia. By the end of the 910s he ruled Wessex, Mercia, and East Anglia, and only Northumbria remained under Viking rule. In 924 he faced a Mercian and Welsh revolt at Chester, and after putting it down he died at Farndon in Cheshire on 17th of July 924. He was succeeded by his eldest son, Aethelstan. Edward's two youngest sons later reigned as kings Edmund I and Edred. Edward was admired by medieval chroniclers, and in the view of William of Malmesbury, he was much inferior to his father in the cultivation of letters but incomparably more glorious in the power of his rule. He was largely ignored by modern historians until the 1990s. And Nick Higham described him as perhaps the most neglected of English kings, partly because few primary sources for his reign survive. His reputation rose in the late 20th century and he is now seen as destroying the power of the Vikings in southern England while laying the foundations for a south-centered united English kingdom. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 0:30 UTC on Monday, the 25th of July 2022. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Edward the Elder. This podcast is produced by Arbels May Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTDpod on Twitter. Arbels May Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Nicole Standard. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.